NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A bill extending government funding is headed to the Senate after quick passage by the House. The measure that was approved 221 to 212 pushes existing funding to mid-February. Some Senate Republicans plan to try and hold up the funding bill in a dispute over President Biden's COVID vaccination mandate for large businesses. Michigan police are denouncing those who are making false threats after the fatal school shooting in Oxford. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said around 60 different schools closed because of threats being made that are turning up to be false.
It's overrunning our resources to investigate these false threats, and they fall in a number of buckets, including the circular threats that are not related to anything or have already been investigated but are being posted and posted and posted, and completely false intentional threats.
Bouchard said posting information about threats on social media is doing more harm than good. The House panel in charge of investigating the January 6th Capitol riot aims to hold lengthy public hearings next year. Committee co-chair Liz Cheney said there will be multiple weeks of hearings to lay out exactly what happened every minute of the day on January 6th here at the Capitol and at the White House. Abortion is a hot topic this week with a Mississippi case at the Supreme Court. A new Texas abortion law went into effect today, which limits access to abortion-inducing medication.
Senate Bill 4 prevents the abortion industry from exploiting women by sending them abortion pills at home without the supervision of a medical professional.
Kim Schwartz with Texas Right to Life says that puts women's lives at risk. The new law bans the sending of abortion-inducing drugs by mail.
And then if something were to go wrong, that leaves that woman to her own devices.
It only allows doctors to prescribe them before week 7 of the pregnancy. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.